Welcome to podcast recorded live at the Center for Spiritual Living in Portland, Oregon. We have many resources available for our online audience on our website at csoportland.org. Our mission is to open hearts, ignite minds, and make a difference. If you'd like to support our center and its video podcast, you can donate online at csoportland.org. Allow us to become part of your extended spiritual community. Wherever you are on your spiritual journey, you are most welcome at the Center for Spiritual Living. For more information, visit csoportland.org.
My name is Sean A.B. Larkin. I'm one of the licensed practitioners here at the Center, and it's my joy to be with you all on this auspicious intersection of the summer solstice and of Father's Day. The ancients recognized when heaven and earth meet. And it's also interesting when the arbitrary human calendar also lines up with that. It's easy to get down on the Gregorian calendar and the human ways, but there's magic in it too. And while listening to the music, I want to pull up an audible and expand my message a bit. Is that okay, Catherine, if I go off script? Do you trust me? She trusts me, folks. Can we give Catherine Richard a round of applause for trusting me? Yeah. I know it's a lot. So let's start off with talking about what is solstice? Why has our center begun to acknowledge it? Well, actually, historically speaking, about 99.99% of human history, today is one of the most significant days in the calendar. Because we live in what's called a colonized society, I know many of you have done colonization work, we have been separated from those ancestral cultures. If you're not aware of this, when Europeans came to America, they experienced a generational trauma where they were asked to abandon their heritage, abandon their culture, and adopt what we would now call gently American whiteness. I'm not here to judge that, but I'm here to counterpoint it. That for most of our history, our ancestors recognized that today there's something special going on. The day is longest. And it's not just that the sun is out that we can see, but also spiritually we see this zenith of life and we feel this energy pulsating around the planet. And they would use this day for ritual. They would use this day to recognize at this height of spiritual power, we can harness it in the same way that the sailor feels the physical wind and says, oh, you know, I can maybe raise my sail and use this natural energy to get to where I'm going. Our sages of old recognized a spiritual wind appears to be strongest today. And can we cast a mental and emotional sail to carry us to where we want to go? And in my reflections on what we wanted to do today in deep dialogue with lead practitioner Catherine Harris, we said, well, how does our community want to use this energy? Well, we've certainly had some experiences collectively the past 6 months. I'll use a neutral term because I think that there's much good in it. But what was most needed today when I sat with it was not only an inspiration, but also a sense of release. Because if we want to invite the new, we must let go of the old, right? What does Master Yoda say to young Luke? Your mind is too full, how can I teach you? Well, Jesus, one of the master teachers, understood this on an emotional level. If your heart is too full of the pain of the past, how can it be open to God's love? Then how can it be available to your fellow human to love them and support them on their journey? Well, the ancients had this thing called forgiveness. It's a very powerful practice. And if we flip that word around, it's to give for something. Well, why should we give? And what are we giving for? That life is actually good. That this society is actually good. That human beings are good. There's much challenge, but that is the curriculum of this layer of reality. How does spirit descend into matter and bless it with enlightenment and love and build an edifice back up to the one so that we continually remember that we are the one? That is not easy. It is not clean. And that is the point. That is the spiritual task. And so on this solstice, what I'm inviting us to consider is actually to engage a divine masculine activity. So when we talk about the divine masculine, we can talk about Saturn. Okay, and I'm not going to get into gender. The divine masculine moves within and through everything. It is something that is active, right? The masculine leans towards, Ken Wilber says, the masculine leans towards agency. The feminine leans towards communion, but we need to do both. And in the sense of Saturn, the masculine is also that which carves out a space. It's also what holds the space. If we think of the sun, right, we talk about Mother Earth all the time, and I think it's important. We don't talk about Father Son a lot. So what does Father Son do for us? It gives us light, and that light is also life. Without the sun, there's no life on Earth. Now, some of you are earth science people, and you say, well, what about those bacteria that live off the volcanic vents at the bottom of the ocean? Ah, there's no Earth without the gravity of the sun holding a stellar accretion disk together. So not only does the light of the sun give life, the sun holding space and saying, everything in my sight gets my warmth and light. What did Jesus say about God? The God is like the sun. It shines down on the virtuous and the vice alike because all are deserving of the light. But the sun also sets a boundary of what is in its scope, right? What's at the boundary of our solar system? Anyone know? My mentor Stan knows, the Oort cloud. That's right. At the edge of our solar system, there's this debris field. And it's actually not just rocks. It's actually this bubble of ice. And actually, if you look at it, it looks a lot like the electron cloud of an atom. Actually, fun fact, here's a little math for you. The ratio of the matter of the nucleus of an atom to its electron shell is 99.98%. That is the exact same ratio of the matter in the sun relative to the rest of the solar system. As above, so below. As within, so without. There is this space that the sun holds. And everything within that space is in the sun's embrace. And everything in that space is given light and love. Does the sun ever go, you know, I think you could have done better in that conversation last Tuesday, so I'm going to take the light away from you for a week and a half. You know, I noticed you didn't unload the dishwasher and you said you would, so I'm going to take your light away for a day and a half. Does the sun do this? No. The toxic masculinity that our culture has been brainwashed and traumatized into teaches us to withhold our love. That is not what the divine masculine does. The divine masculine loves you through your imperfection. And it says, today I give you more light yet again because I see the good in you and I will see you realize it. And that's a part of our teaching, to be in high watch, to see the divine in everything, even when it takes that light and does wrong. Because what's going to encourage someone to return to their inner light and return to their good? Coldness? Judgment? Raise your hand if you've ever argued someone into being kind. Raise your hand if you've ever punished someone into being loving. You ever criticized someone into being wise? Those activities are an expression of our animal reactivity. I'm not going to judge it. That animal reactivity is why we're here today. Newsflash, folks, without anger, none of us would be here because someone had to get angry 10,000 years ago to kill that wild animal that was going to eat your ancestor. So we have to see the good in our animal reactivity but live above it. And on this day, where we're looking at the divine masculine, where we're looking at what does it mean to allow the light to move through us, one of the most masculine things we can do is actually to forgive. Right, we look to the masculine for discipline, for structure, for boundary, for resolve. But beneath all of that is the gentleness of Papa Bear that knows when you just have to give the kiddo a hug and say, let's try again. Who's ever taught someone how to tie their shoes? Yeah? How humble is that child to try again and again and again to tie those shoes? Because why? If you don't tie your shoes, kiddo, you can't go run and play. We as a community have to tie our shoes again. We have a very good sense of how to do that. We have an amazing number of people engaging that process. Are we going to do a good job tying our shoes if we do it in a space of criticism, of anger, of resentment, of, well, I think these other people should have done a bit better? No, we're going to be stressed out, right? We're going to be fumbling as we tie those shoes. But if we tie those shoes again in a space of forgiveness, going, you know what? I think I actually have a better idea about how to do it now. You know? And actually, I feel safe to try it again because I'm doing it in a space of love. When I was teaching a workshop at the festival on male sexuality and spirituality, a very powerful workshop. It was only supposed to be an hour, and the men I was working with had it go for 2 hours. One of them said, "Sean, you're blowing our minds here. What is king energy?" I said, "Ah, let's go back to Aristotle, right? So Socrates taught Plato, Plato taught Aristotle. Aristotle was then a mentor to Alexander the Great. Now, we call him the Great because of his great military conquests. I don't necessarily think that's good. But there's some important lessons. And in one of their sessions, Alexander was like, "Well, what does it mean to reign?" And Aristotle goes, "If you have not done a good deed today, then you have not reigned." That is king energy. To wake up, to forgive everyone and everything, and to say, "Today, again, I will love you. I will let the light of the one shine on you. I will hold space to try again." Because every day we have a new opportunity to be of service to Spirit and to do what the ancients called the great work, capital T to capital G, which is to recognize that this material reality is a temple and every day is a ritual. How are we raising matter up to Spirit? And if we do that in a space of forgiveness, then love can flow, then community can actually connect, and then we can prosper. Those shades of judgment, of doubt, of fear will always be there because that is our animal nature. And the challenge that Spirit gives us is, how high can you climb? From this base matter, the primordial soup, spiraling up with DNA in animalhood, in humanhood, in culture and civilization, how high can you get? If you look on the back of that $1 bill, right? We don't have those too often anymore because the dollar is not buying too much anymore. You see what's called the unfinished work, that Masonic symbol of the pyramid, but at the top, it's incomplete. And that represents that no matter how high human culture reaches, it's always incomplete. And then above it, the all-seeing eye of Spirit is witnessing our work, and we are raising up to it. So we're going to do something bold today. I'm going to lead us through a group forgiveness practice. Because if we want to invite the new, we need to release the old, right? The snake has to shed its skin. What did Jesus say? We need new wineskins for new wine. So that's what we're going to harness the energy to do today, folks. So we're going to move through this now. So that's the talking part. I'm now going to ask to lead us all in an om. Again, this is the ancient Hindu mantra in which we're intoning that original vibration. In their belief system, om is the sound that God intoned to make our reality. And when we vibrate with it, we're returning to that original creative force. And ideally, in a group om, we're not all doing it at the same time or at the same tone. And actually, I invite you to try oming at different keys and see how that moves your body. And we'll do that just for a few minutes so that then we're creating a space where we're all in the same vibration. And then we'll use that vibratory unity to then move through our forgiveness practice. You guys ready? Ready for it? All right, let's do it. All right, let's take a deep breath. Good, good. I'm now going to call Pamela and Catherine up to help with the ritual. Come on up, friends.
As Pamela is drumming, which is representative of the heartbeat of the earth and of the entire universe. I invite you to close your eyes as we begin to enter this ritual. Feel yourself grounded, rooted in the earth, while also receiving the light of the sun, breathing, feeling a sense of safety, of groundedness in the ground of your being, and invite you, if you wish, to call upon any benevolent guides or guardians, ancestors, beloveds who have made their journey across the veil, any that are congruent with your spiritual good, to give their blessing and journey with you as you center yourself and enter this sacred space that we create together. Continuing to breathe, feeling your heartbeat. Another deep breath. Now I invite you to slowly open your eyes to the light of the room. We're going to call in the sacred directions. So I invite you to stand as you're able, including those in our virtual space. This is a call and response. You can't get it wrong. You'll know where it is, when it is, and what it is. So wherever you are, please lift your arms straight over your heads. We open to the infinite cosmos where the center is everywhere and circumference is nowhere. We say, welcome, cosmos.
Welcome, cosmos.
Great spirit, the Milky Way, the universe, and beyond. We say, thank you, beautiful universe.
Thank you, beautiful universe.
Now everyone turn towards your right, towards MLK Jr. Boulevard. We say, welcome, east.
Welcome, east.
East is air and where the sunlight dawns in the morning and spreads over the earth. It is the direction of new beginnings, fresh ideas, renewal, and enlightened truth seeing. We open ourselves to receive these gifts this day. We say thank you, East.
Thank you, East.
Quarter turn to your right, facing the South. We say welcome, South.
Welcome, South.
South is fire. Feel the warm winds that come from the equator in the south. South is the direction of nurturing, growth, and abundance. We open ourselves to receive these gifts this day, and we say thank you, South.
Thank you, South.
Quarter turn to your right, to the west. Welcome, West.
Welcome, West.
West is for the water where the sun sets and the stars rise. West is the direction of introspection, rest, and endings necessary for transformation. We open ourselves to receive these gifts this day, and we say thank you, West.
Thank you, West.
Quarter turn to your right. Welcome, North.
Welcome, North.
North is Earth, where the cold cleansing winds come from. Earth is the direction of courage, focus, clarity, and purpose. We open ourselves to receive these gifts this day, and we say thank you, North.
Thank you, North.
And now your hands on your hearts. And now we bring all the directions into the depth of our hearts. Here we find guidance, peace, and love. We open ourselves to receive the many gifts of the indwelling one this day. We give thanks for ourselves, for all we are, and that we are embodiments of the Great Spirit. We say thank you, Great Spirit.
Thank you, Great Spirit.
Aho.
Aho.
And so it is.
So it is.
You may be seated.
invite you to close your eyes, to follow my words as they feel right, and if they don't feel right, to sit in the resting of the oneness. See the sun above you, resplendent, radiant, loving, just as you are. Recognize that the sun is at its zenith for this part of the earth, and that you may join in that zenith, that high point. Breathe and see a tendril of golden light move from that sun all the way down to where you sit on planet Earth. And see it go in through the top of your head, joining with the mind. See it moving down, spiraling down your spinal column, innervating you, activating you, uniting you with the source of all light and all love and all truth. As it spirals down, you align to that fundamental vibration of divine givingness. See it go down past your tailbone, down between your legs, down through the floor, down through the ground, down through the crust of the earth, now uniting with that warmth, that beating heart of Mother Earth, that magma mantle, moving through that, all the way to the core of the earth, and see this unbroken chain of light, of life, of love, between Father God and Mother Earth. Here you sit, a beloved child of the infinite and the finite, of the transcendent and the manifest, standing between, not separating, but uniting, a unique unity only possible within you. And see this strand begin to vibrate. Now, follow this line to your heart, the heart center, the space where heaven and earth meet, where divine light and manifest matter become one. And see it begin to vibrate with this golden energy of enlightened manifest consciousness. It's always there in you. We're just turning our attention towards it. And as we turn our attention towards it, it expands. That is the law of mind. What you turn your attention on expands. And see this golden aura expand from your heart center, encasing your whole person and whole being, vibrating with light and love. And as you breathe, this halo begins to expand. See it expand to the neighbor next to you, holding them, another yourself, another child of the earth and the sun, just like you, infinitely the same yet infinitely different. Continue to breathe and watch this halo expand to hold our whole community physically, virtually, across time. All of PCSL is now in this collective bubble of love, of light, of truth. Beneath and above all the human doings, this energy is always there. Now that we are dialed into it, we will do what is our destiny, which is to create with it. We're now going to do a version of Ho'oponopono, the Hawaiian forgiveness practice. This is actually Lori Oponopono, one of our former community members, made this. If you have resistance to what we're about to do, that's good. That means we're doing some healing work. Repeat after me, and surrender to the words and let love and forgiveness move through you. Dear Divine, I love you.
Dear Divine, I love you.
Please forgive me.
I forgive myself.
I
myself.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Dear Divine, I love you.
Dear Divine, I love you.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
I forgive my friends.
I forgive my friends.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Dear Divine.
Dear Divine.
I love you.
I love you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
I forgive my loved ones.
I forgive my loved ones.
Thank you so much.
Dear Divine,
I love you.
I love you.
Please forgive me.
I forgive my neighbors.
Thank you so much.
Dear Divine, I love you.
Please forgive me.
I forgive my family.
Thank you so much.
Dear Divine,
I love you.
Please forgive me.
I forgive the people that hurt me.
Thank you so much.
Dear Divine,
I love you.
Please forgive me.
I forgive the PCSL board.
Thank you so much.
Dear Divine,
I love you.
Please forgive me.
I forgive our financial team and advisors.
Thank you so much.
Dear Divine,
I love you.
Please forgive me.
I forgive our ministers.
Thank you so much.
Dear Divine,
I love you.
Please forgive me.
I forgive our practitioners.
Thank you so much.
Dear Divine,
I love you.
Please forgive me.
I forgive our practitioners.
Thank you so much.
Dear Divine,
I love you.
Please forgive me.
I forgive our volunteers.
Thank you so much.
Dear Divine,
please forgive.
I love you.
Please forgive me.
I forgive our community.
Thank you so much.
Dear Divine,
I love you.
Please forgive me.
I forgive our society.
Thank you so much.
Dear Divine,
I love you.
Please forgive me.
I forgive our politicians.
Thank you so much.
Dear Divine,
I love you.
Please forgive me.
I forgive the world.
Thank you so much.
Dear Divine,
I love you.
Please forgive me.
I forgive God.
Thank you so much.
Dear Divine,
I love you.
Please forgive me.
I forgive everyone, everywhere, for everything.
Dear Divine,
I love you.
Please forgive me.
I forgive myself.
Thank you so much.
Dear Divine,
I love you.
Please forgive.
I forgive.
Thank you so much.
And so it is.
Now feel your heart.
It might feel light. It might feel a little sore, like you just went for an emotional jog.
Just give it a moment. That was a workout. Good job.
Now that we've spiritually exerted ourselves, now that we have emotionally strained ourselves, what do you do after you work out at the gym? You gotta get a protein shake. You gotta get some nutrients. I'm gonna call Catherine and Richard up. I'm gonna pull out the hand pan, and we're gonna give you all some nutrients. So just stay in this space, and let us pour some love into you.
song off their new album, and their lead guitarist amp fried in the heat because we were past 100% humidity. And you know what he said? There's nothing worse than a perfect band. And then I got to hear
the most unique version ever of that song. So here we go.
Of emerald sway, the vibrant sun holds night at bay. Whispers flow through gentle breeze, awakening dance of petals and leaves. The world adorned in nature's glow, in harmony all life bestows. A festival of life unbound, where joy and wonder always found. The sun, a sovereign, holds its reign, and colors clash on woven grain. The children twirl with hands held high, as shadows mimic soft and spry. They leap and spin in jubilant flight, while sunbeams weave through day and night. Ode to the longest day we sing, as the shadows shade their playful fling. Let every heart in fervor unite in the embrace of summer's light. When twilight whispers, day must yield, yet memories dance upon the field. For in this glow we dare to trust that life's bright moments gleam like dust. And in deep gratitude, perhaps with our hands on our hearts, feeling a new, fresh buzz, vibration, alignment. In gratitude, we release the directions called forth. In thanksgiving, we release all supportive energies and guides, guardians, celestial realm invited. In deep gratitude for all, for this alchemical invocation, invitation. Release transformation, knowing that the sun shines from the outside to the inside, illuminating the path forward with more good than we had imagined and yet is possible in the heart mind of the divine. We let it be so.